I closed my file on Moro and checked my email. The system informed me that I'd received over 2 million new, unsolicited messages. These were automatically filed in a separate folder, so I could sort through them later. Only 2 new messages were left in my inbox from people on my authorized contact list. One was from H. The other was from Artemis. I opened H's message first. It was vidmail, and his avatar's face appeared in a window. "Holy shit!" he shouted. "I don't believe this! Now you've cleared the motherfucking first gate and you still haven't phoned me? Call my ass! Now, the second you get this!" I considered waiting a few days to call H back, but quickly abandoned that idea. I needed to talk to someone about all this, and H was my best friend. If there was anyone I could trust, it was him. He picked up on the first ring, and his avatar appeared in a new window in front of me. "You dog!" he shouted. "You brilliant, sly, devious dog!" "Hey, H," I said, trying to deadpan it. "What's new?" "What's new? What's new? You mean other than, you know, seeing my best friend's name appear at the top of the scoreboard? Other than that, you mean?" He leaned forward so that his mouth completely filled the vid feed window and shouted, "Other than that, not much. Not much new at all." I laughed. "Sorry it took me a while to call you. I had kind of a late night." "No shit you had a late night," he said. "Look at you. How can you be so calm? Don't you realize what this means? This is huge. This is beyond epic. I mean, congratulations, man." He began to bow repeatedly. "I am not worthy." "Cut it out, okay? It's really not a big deal. I haven't actually won anything yet." "Not a big deal," he cried. "Not a big deal? Are you kidding me? You're a legend now, man. You just became the first Gunter in history to find the copper key and clear the first gate. You are a god from this moment forth. Do you not realize this, fool?" "Seriously, stop it. I'm already freaked out enough as it is." "Have you seen the news? The whole world is freaking out, and the Gunter boards are going apeshit. And everyone is talking about you, amigo." "I know. Listen, I hope you're not pissed at me for keeping you in the dark. I felt really weird about not returning your calls or telling you what I was up to." "Oh, come on," he rolled his eyes dismissively. "You know damn well that if I'd been in your shoes, I would have done the same thing. That's how the game is played." "But," his tone grew more serious, "I am curious to know how that Artemis chick happened to find the copper key and clear the gate right after you did. Everyone seems to think you two were working together, but I know that's horseshit. So what happened? Was she following you or something?" I shook my head. "No, she found the key's hiding place before I did. Last month, she said. She just wasn't able to obtain the key until now." I was silent for a second. "I can't really go into the details without, you know." H held up both hands. "No worries, I totally understand. I wouldn't want for you to accidentally drop any hints." He flashed his trademark Cheshire grin, and his gleaming white teeth seemed to take up half of the vid feed window. "Actually, I should let you know where I am right now." He adjusted his vid feed's virtual camera so that it pulled back from a tight shot of his face to a much wider shot that revealed where he was, standing next to the flat-topped hill just outside the entrance to the Tomb of Horrors. My jaw dropped. How in the hell?